Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Pei Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored L'zecha Nishma Zisa Bas Elio Shlomo Celia Gewurz Levine on her ninth yard sign by Dr. Robert Aaron Levine, by her children, her grandchildren, and her great grandchildren. Neshama should have an aliyah. Thank you for the sponsorship. Okay, so we continue now with the second to last daf in Perak Ol HaZvachim, otherwise known as Perak HaTa'aroves, and we start over the new Mishnah. The Mishnah is about to get into Halacha that came up once before in the Masechta, came up all the way back on Daf Yud. You see, Lael Yudim Abeis, and that is Dam getting brought inside when it's not supposed to be brought inside. So it starts off by how does this come up? Because it talks about Taroves. So the first line of the Mishnah says, Hanitanim Bifnim Shinis Arba Benitanim Bachutz. You have bloods that are supposed to be sprinkled inside on the Mizbeach HaZahav, on the paroches, some type of blood that's supposed to be sprinkled inside the heichal that got mixed in with blood that is supposed to be sprinkled outside. Chatas ol shlamim, any of the regular ones. So the halacha is yishaf chula ama. It has to be poured out. Why? Why does it have to be poured out? We'll have to see. The Gemara is going to ask. Didn't we have a machlokas up until now? It's always my wizard, but Lazashita. He always says olin. So why don't we say olin here too? Right? Olin, look at it as if it's water and shouldn't be a problem. So we'll have to get to that. But at least here, there's only one opinion quoted in the Mishnah. Tosfos, earlier on Dav Yud Amud Beis, where this came up, asked, we had a Gemara before, and we had a Shita that said, we know we shech the kachay kalim, or even kachay kachim in the Azara, kachay kachim in the north side, kachay kalim anywhere. What happens if you shecht a carbon inside the heichal? So we paskin mutter. We paskin it's okay. Why? Because lo yehe tafel chamer min ha'ikr. If you have to shecht the carbon, pesach ol moed, then surely if you actually do it in the ol moed, it's okay. So not only is the Azara itself kosher to shecht the carbon, but inside the heichal also, where we have the measurements the Gemara gave, how much you have to shecht the carbon, and the measurements included the Azara. We mentioned maybe even the Kachi Kachim. If this Shasat Chak, we had that Ramban that said that. So Tosfos asks, why don't you say the same, actually, let me wait with this Tosfos. I'm sorry, I jumped the gun. You have to do the next line of the Mishnah. The next line of the Mishnah says, I apologize. Nosan Bachutz V'chazav Nosan Bifnim. What happens if you have this mix up and you didn't ask a Shaila? And you weren't Shofech El Ha'ama. You did this Rikas Bachutz and then you did this Rikas Bifnim? Kosher. You weren't supposed to do it because it was mixed up. You were taking your chances, but the evidence is kosher because you did the sprinkling on the outside and then you did the sprinkling on the inside. Bifnim, Bechazer, V'nasan, Bachutz. But what if you brought it in first and then you brought it out? Rabbi Akiva Posel. Rabbi Akiva Apostles, V'chacham and Machshirin. And Rabbi Akiva says it's kosher. Why? Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says based on a pasuk in Parshas Sav, which we'll read in a second. Kol damim shenichnasu lachaber behechal psulin. Special din. If dam goes inside, it's called the psul of nichnas. There's the psul of yotze, and there's the psul of nichnas. So yotze we know outside the azara, but this is the psul of nichnas. And when the dam went inside the hechal, the language of Rabbi Akiva is lachaper to bring a kapara to do the zrikas. Their pasul that pasuls the dam based on a pasuk. Chachamim omrim chatos bolvad. The chachamim say that din only applies. Only applies by chatas and not by other karbanos. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer Afa Asham Shnemer Ka Chatas Ka Asham. Rabbi Eliezer says also by Asham, as Rabbi Eliezer says in a number of places in Seder Kachim, right? We had it back on that base. Right, the karbanos that are shecht shelo lishma. So we paskin only chatas and karban pesach mizmano are pasul, not just kasher v'lo olam l'shem chova. And Rabbi Elazar there said, also asham, because kachatas kasham, they're both ba'al chait, and therefore they would have the same halacha. Okay, getting back to what I said before. So the halacha is that if I bring the dam inside the heichal, that pasuls it. Ask Tosfos at the Yudim Abeis, why? Why don't we say the same svara about shechting inside the heichal? If I say that shechting is lo yeh tafel chamer min ha'ikr, and yet the shech pesach ol moed, or surely in the ol moed, so the same thing by dam. So it says Tosfos there, Yudim Abeis, lo dami, lo hada amar, shlomim sheshachtan beheichal ksheros, lo yeh tafel chamer min ha'ikr. Bottom Tosfos, Yudim Abeis. Dahani mi li heicha deksiv al pesach ol moed, shetola haksher beheichal. No, because here the pasuk beferish says, where are you supposed to shecht? Pesach ol moed. So the Torah explicitly connects the Shechita in the Azara to Pesach Ol HaMoed. Therefore you see that's an Iker and this is a Tafel. Mashenkin here, there is no specific source that you do the Zrikas Pesach Ol HaMoed, and therefore it wouldn't be halacha of tafel chamam and ikar. That is number one. The problem is, the Meshech Chachma points out, thank you, the Meshech Chachma points out that there are psukim that talk about, you know, there are some allusions that talk about the dam also being Pesach HaMoed. It's got to be something deeper behind what Tosas means. So says the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Sav on this pasuk, Vav Chav Gimel, V'nira Lomar. The point isn't just Chamam and Iker, but there's a specific reason why Karbanos can be inside and not dam. Because by Karbanos, there is no Karban that's supposed to be shechted inside the Heichal. There is none. That's not a place for any. There's Safona Azara, and then there's all the Azara. There's no Karban that's supposed to be in. So you could say, that inside place has a connection to the outside, and Chamam and Iker. This is the Iker, and then you could do it in here. By the Damim, there are Damim that are supposed to be outside. There are Damim that are supposed to be inside. So how can you say one's Iker and one's Tafel? They're both different places. There's different Makomos for the different Damim. By Shechitas Kpehema, there's nothing in here. So there's only one mitzvah of Shechita. It says Pesach HaMoed. So therefore, it must be that this place is also okay. But if you have Damim, which is supposed to be different places, so how can you say one's Chamer, one's Iker? That's why you can't say the Svar. That's the Meshech Chachma. V'nira Lomar. Deka Dematzanu Chatos HaNechnasin LaHeichol. Over here, where you have by Dam, you have Karbanos that are supposed to be in the Heichol. L'chein Chilka HaTorah HaMakom. Shachitzonos Lo Yikansu LaHeichol. L'geder Shihei HaMakom Chaluk. V'lo Yisarbu Zemizeh. Aval Gabi Achila, but by eating, or I might add, by Shechita. Lo Matzanu Karbanos Shihei Upashut. Right, that's what the Rebbe Kuberman points out in the footnotes. He's giving a Hezber Nosaf al Tosfos. We're not explaining what Tosfos is, but something deeper behind what Tosfos is. Okay, that is the Meshech Chachma. He says there's an important Ha'ara to later on the Daf as well, which hopefully we'll get back to. Okay, so that back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if they get mixed in, you're not supposed to do anything with them, but supposed to pour it out to the Amma. And if they get mixed in, so if you do the outside and then the inside, then fine. Because first you did the outside, Zrikas, you didn't passel up the Dam, then you brought it in. But once you bring it inside first, Rabbi Kiva says passel. Because Dam, that's supposed, Dam Chitzoni, that's brought inside, passel. Right? It's based on a pasuk in Parashas Sam. The pasuk says, in the end of Perek Vav, if you remember, there are the important Ramban at the beginning of Parsha Sav, where the Ramban says Parsha Vayikra is to the Yisrael, Parsha Zav is to the Kohen. There's a lot of overlap. But if you medayik very closely, Parsha Sav is all about the Avodos. What is the Kohen? Sav is Aaron. That's how the Pasuk starts off. Sav is Aaron is Banav Lemer. Zos Taras Ha'ola. Zos Taras Hazeh. All these Karbanas. Zos Taras HaMinchas at the end of the Karban Mincha section. The end of that section. Then you have Zos Taras HaChatas, Ola, Mincha, and then Chatas. At the end of the Chatas discussion, we'll get back to the other Pesukim, but the last Pesuk is, V'kol Chatas Asher Yuva Midama El Ol HaMoed, any Chatas that has its blood brought inside the Ol HaMoed, inside the Heichal, L'chaper Bakodesh, to bring Kapara, Lo Se'achel, should not be eaten. So it's unclear what exactly that pasuk is referring to. But Chazal have a Mesorah. That means when Chata's blood is brought in, problematically. Not the blood that's supposed to be, but problematically. We'll get to a Tana that argues. But this is what the assumption of our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, limits it to Chata's, because that's the context of what the pasuk is talking about. While the Rabbi Akiva does not limit it, he has it to all Karbanos. So the Chacham limit it to Chata's. But this is the pasuk. Lo se yachel. Rashi says, Shehim hechnes bidam chatas achitzona lefnim psula zvachim pe'alfam abeis. Right, so that is that's the Rashi. Okay, so now we continue. There is one other high. So one of the achronim say, when Rabbi Kiva says pasul, after you bring the blood, you did the chitzoni, and then you did the pnimi, it's kosher. But if you did the pnimi, then you did the chitzoni, Rabbi Kiva says pasul. It's possible that Rabbi Kiva says even the pnimi becomes pasul. Right when you bring in the mixture of the panimi and the chitzoni. Pashas, you would say, no, the panimi is okay, just the chitzoni is a problem. It could be because it's one integrated blood now, then because part of it is pasul, then all of it is pasul. It could be that that's what Rabbi Kiva holds, says one of the achronim. Okay, let's fight there. Says the Gemara. V'niflog nami. But if not Rabbi Elazar Baha, why doesn't Rabbi Elazar argue here too? Right, we had the earlier Mishnayos where Rabbi Akiva always said Olin. You get mixed up, I'll be makrevit, and you look view it as water, you view it as wood. I mean, you don't worry about the fact that you might be doing something wrong because it's kind of like kavana shelo latzeis, kavana shelo lachaper, and therefore that doesn't ruin it. So why doesn't he say that here too? So he says that by the other Mishnayos. So like, why he says hechi levin? No, because what's the choice here? Nis nesiv b'chutz v'hadu nesiv lefnim. You want to say that l'chadchila you're supposed to first do the zrikas chutz and view the pnim dam as if it's nothing, and then do the zrikas pnim. You're not allowed to do that. Why? Because on a l'chadchila level, kishem shemitzvah lahaktim el yonim litachtonim kach mitzvah lahaktim pnim lachutz. As we're going to learn bezrat Hashem in the 10th parak, coming up on that Peites, after we get through the parak of Mizbech Makadesh, Be'ez Hashem, each parak is its own beautiful world. Anyway, but this parak of the 10th parak is really, the 10th parak is all about comparing and contrasting all the different karbanas. You have two karbanas in front of you, what do you do first? So the Gemara keeps saying these lines of trying to capture the essence of all the karbanas. So the Gemara there says, if you have Elyonim and Tachtonim, what do you do first? You have a Chatas and an Ola, so you do the Chatas first, because the dam goes above and not below, and that reflects higher Kedusha. If you have karbanas inside and outside, you do the inner ones first, because that has higher Kedusha. So here, what are you going to tell me, according to Rabbi Elazar? You can do the outer one first, but that's against the Lechachila. You're supposed to do the Panimi first, if you have two in front of you. And here, you have a mixture, but what can you do? I can't allow you, says Rabbi Elazar, to violate that din, Lechachila. So therefore, you can't do the outer ones before you do the inner ones, because that's a violation of Lahakdim Panim Lachutz. Rashi says, the pnim chashuv. Last two words are Rashi. The pnim are more chashuv. And what's the other choice? V'nesiv l'pnim v'hadav v'nesiv achutz. So we're going to do the inner ones first and then the outer ones. But kivan de'ika chatas v'asham t'chinichnas damen psulin lo psikale. What do you mean? But if you do that, then according to everybody, there's at least one example where you're not allowed to do that. Chatos, everybody agrees. Let's see, even according to the Rabbanan, if you bring the Chatos Chitzoni blood inside, you're going to passel it up. According to Rabbi Elazar, you can even add the Yashem. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can even add all Karbanos. But because it is not clear cut that you would be able to do that, lo psikalei, so therefore, Rabbi Elazar did not say that it is done, and just he agrees, Yishafchu la'ama, he does not say Olin in this case. Rashi asks, Rashi doesn't have too many kashas. Rashi asks in the first skinny line, what's the problem? V'yim tomar, lifts a little, l'chitzonu, machsha panimi. Wait, what's your choice now? So you're letting both bloods become pasul. By not doing anything, by not using them for zrika, you're pouring them into the amma, you're doing nothing. If you're doing nothing, why don't you at least take it inside? So what's the downside? So the chitzoni is going to be pasul, but the panimi is going to be okay. Or you're going to talk about karbanus that according to the Rabbanan, non-chatas, so surely would be okay. But even if it's going to be okay, maybe it's only, this is assuming like one side of that discussion in the Achron that I just mentioned, as long as the Panimi will be okay, so at least get one Kiyei Mitzvaso. Don't leave them both to be Nishrach La'ama. Why don't you do that? So Rashi says, a second line, L'mifsalinu biyadayim, second skinny line, L'mifsalinu biyadayim lo kamar Rabbi Elazar. No. There's a difference between letting the blood not be used, and basically it's going to become ruined, you're going to have to pour it out if you don't use it, versus passeling it biyadayim. Bringing the dam chitzoni in is worse, even though it's coming at the expense of not doing the zrika of the dam pnimi. U'mutav lahamtin at shkiyas achama, v'yifsalu me'alehem. It's better, we'll get back to that lashon, better. Right, according to Rashi, what do you do? According to the Pasha of the Gemara, what do you do? You can't throw it down the Amma right now, because right now it's good blood, it's just mixed up. So you gotta wait till Shkia, the Dam will be Nifsal, and then you throw it down. So that's better, because it's gonna become Pasul B'Shev Altase. It's better you doing that, than to ruin it and throw it down. That is what Rashi says. Better to leave them. Says the Sfas Emes, says the Ola Shlomo. They both say, here it is. Says, V'nimsa din v'yefshe liyashev kavanas Rashi. He says, is that really true? Because sometimes you find that You know, maybe you'll take your chances. Says the Sfas Emes, there's something deeper going on here. But after Yashiv Kavanas Rashi, the Be'emes Bavor Tikkun Karban Zeh Ein Choshim LaHefzer HaSheni, Kishipa Zeh HaHefzer B'Shas HaKarbanas HaKosher. Really? You would take your chances. We find other examples in this Masechta, which he quotes, that you just at least do what you can. But here, you know what the difference is? It's not at the same time. It's not a Be'idna. First, the Psol is going to happen, and then you are going to be Zorek. That's the problem. It's kind of like, Be'ez Hashem, we'll talk about tomorrow night, of Asi Docha Lo Sase. There's a concept called Be'idna. It had to be at the exact same moment. If it's not at the same moment, they're not connected. The second that I walk into the Heichal, bringing this mixture of blood, my Dam Chitzoni is Nifsal. And after that, a few seconds later, I'm going to do the Zrik of the Panimi. So what? If it's Be'idna at the same time, okay. It could be Yotzei, and I could say it could be push off the psul. But here it's going to be earlier. It's not going to be Be'idna at the same time, and that's why it's going to be a problem. That's why Rashi would allow it. Aval hacha miyad shemachlisan adam lufnim kodem zrika nifsal adam shebachutz v'zeh aser. And that would be aser, and that's why you wouldn't be able to do it. So it's not exactly what Rashi says, but they say that must be behind Rashi to answer up a couple of questions that they bring against Rashi. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Shari Rabbi Kiva Omer, V'chulu. So what did Rabbi Kiva hold? Rabbi Kiva said that the halacha of bringing outer blood inside applies to all karbanis. Shlamim and chatas and ola, all karbanis, chitzonim, that's supposed to have their blood sprinkled on the mizbeach chitzon. Remember we mentioned at the beginning of the fourth parak, three names of the outer mizbeach, three names of the inner mizbeach. So you have three, so you have the blood that's supposed to be sprinkled on the outer mizbeach, the chitzon, the nechoshes, the mizbeach ha'ola, whatever you call it, and you bring it inside to sprinkle on the pnimi, the mizbeach ha'pnimi, the mizbeach ha'zov, the mizbeach ha'ktoris, whatever you want to call it. So in that case, Rabbi Kiva says any karbanis is going to be pasul, and the chachamim say only chatas. Why? So Rabbi Kiva omer, so the Gemara gives a mashal. The Gemara knows that we need a little bit of lighter Gemara for a couple of lines. It's been a while. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda, the Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. So here he's quoting Shmuel. Says, Mashal Amad Avadome, L'Talmud Shemazak L'Rabo B'Chamin. You have a student who's pouring, he already mixed wine for his Rebbe with hot water. With hot water. Yonat Diyoma. V'Yomar Lo Mizogli. And then he wants another cup. The Rebbe wants another cup. And he says, pour me another cup, the Karanora adds in one word here, which makes it understandable, Bechamin. And then he says again, can you pour me another cup with hot water, please? Amar li Obama. So Talmud says, what do you want me to mix it with? So Amar lo, he says, lo Bechamin anu asukin? Aren't we, the first one was already with hot water. That's what we're osek in. And therefore, if we're already osek in hot water, and I now tell you hot water, you know what that must be? Just the opposite. If we're in hot water, we're in chamin, that's our discussion. And all of a sudden, I tell you bechamin, it must be, I'm telling you, you could do this one even in chamin again, but you can really do it in anything. That's how we understand the conversation. Because if he wanted another mixture with chamin, he wouldn't have said anything. He would have just said, pour me. That's why the Karen Ora has to add in that word. Because that's how you have to make it understandable. So hachanami. So says the Gemara here too. Look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says right across from where we are, two lines down. Klomar ha'osek bedavar ein ragil lahaskiro kishem medaber bo. If you're involved in something, you don't have to mention it again. And the imaskiro bedaito lahosif acherim imo. Ironically, if you mention it, you are really meant to add something different. The Omer avzesha yisi osek bo yebechlal. You can do this again if you want, but you don't have to. But you can even do this again. So now the same thing here. Hachanami says the Rabbi Akiva. Michti. Bechatas askin va'asi. If you look in Parsha Sav, the Parsha Sav has Zos Taras Ha'ola, Zos Taras Ha'mencha, and then Zos Taras Ha'chatas. Each section of what the Kohanim is supposed to do. And this pasuk is the last part of the section of Chatas. So says Rabbi Akiva, we're talking about Chatas. So, chatas, hachanami, michti bechatas, kinavasi. Chatas, the chatas, rachman alam. So why in this pasuk does it say that, kol chatas asher yuva midama? We're talking about chatas. Just say, v'kol asher yuva midama. Why do you emphasize chatas? It must be you're saying, this halacha, this last halacha, even applies to chatas, but really it applies to all karbanas as well. Ela lav, chatas, kamina lav. Ela lav, chatas, kamina lav. Ela kol akachim. So really it applies to all. Replies to all karbanis. Good. The Havamina would have been. What's the Havamina? The Havamina that would have been. The Torah has to go out of its way to say it even applies to Chatas. Makes it sound like it shouldn't apply to Chatos? What's the Havamina? Why shouldn't it apply to Chatos? Out of all Karbanis, that's the Chiddush. It even applies to Chatos. What the Torah is saying? Because you have some Chatos that do go inside. You have Chatos Pimios. You don't have any other Karbanis that go inside. So that's why you might have thought that Dafka Chatos would be okay with the Eved. It's in the same world. So therefore, Kamash Malan, that's why the Torah has to say even Chatos. Fine. So Maskav La Rav Huna Breidu Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna says, I'm sorry, I beg to differ. Michdi Israbu Kala Kachem L'Gabe Mizbeach Le'inyin Mariko Shtifa. If you look in that parsha, Rabbi Akiva, you're right. This pasuk is the last pasuk in the section about Chatos. But right before this pasuk was a halacha that already applied to all karbanos. And therefore, your logic doesn't fit. Because right before this, it talks about the discussion of Dam Chatos. Dam Chatos is, remember the 11th, it's the discussion of the 11th parak, that's the name of the parak Dam Chatos, here in Zvachim, all about if the blood of the Chatos sprinkles on something else, you have to wash it for Malkum Kaddish. And then it says, Kol asher yigabib sarah yikdash, v'asher yizem midam ala beged, asher yizah aleha, t'chabis v'gab Malkum Kaddish. You gotta wash that beged in the, there was a laundromat inside the Kodesh, inside the Beis HaMikdash. And then the pasuk says, v'ukli cheres asher tevushal bo yishaver, any kli cheres, that you had a chatos cooked in, this last pasuk, right before the one we're talking about, is about all karbanos. If you have any kli cheres that had a carbon cooked in it, and it became nosar, you got to break it. Because kli cheres, the halacha is, right, it's enu yosim yidid dafna lo'olam, as we had in Masechet Avodah Zarah. V'im b'chli nechoshes bushala, and if it was cooked in copper kli, u'morak v'shutaf b'mayim, right, and it has to be washed. Mark v'shutaf b'mayim, right, and that's what the Rashi says, yishaver shabliya shenivlas bonasa nosar, v'hu adin, v'chala kachim. Right, that pasuk right before is about all karbanos. So Rabbi Akiva, you're telling me, oh, we're talking about chatos. So if he mentions chatos, it must be all karbanos. No, no, no. We're talking about all karbanos right beforehand. Chatos, the chatos of Rachman Allah, Melissa, back to the Gemara. So why does this pasuk emphasize chatos? It must mean, shvamini chatos in midi achrini lo. It must be both. Right? What's the mashal? It's the wrong mashal. For halo dam yeela, this is what the mashal is like. With Talmud, shemazak l'rabo b'mechad b'mitzone, the Talmud has already brought a couple of cups to his Rebbe. He brings some hot cups, some cold cups, and then the Rebbe says, you know what? Bring me a hot cup, please. So, Amar, alo, al timzogli alachamin. That's what the Torah is saying. Right? And therefore, it only applies to chatas and not to other karbanos. Meaning, that can't be the source of Rebbe Akiva. I understand Rebbe Akiva says it applies to karbanos, but Rav Huna says that can't be the source. Ella, this is the source of Rebbe Akiva. Time of Rebbe Akiva mechatas vikol chatas, because this last pasuk says vikol chatas, doesn't say chatas. So that extra phrase vikol chatas includes all karbanos. Titania, as the Brisa says as follows: chatas. Ainli ela chatas. I know the halacha only applies to chatas. Kachi kachim minolan. How do I know it applies to minayin? How do I know it applies to all kachi kachim? Shtamalomar kol chatas or chatas. Kachim kalim minayin. How do I know it applies to even kachim kalim? Tamalomar vikol chatas. The extra vav. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So that's why that's Rabbi Akiva's. It's meaning it's not based on a. I know what this isn't. The first svar wasn't it one of the yukim omitus. I know what you call it. That we're talking the mashal of the Rebbe. It was a way of darshaning. It's a way of understanding. Interesting that we are using rules or normative behavior of people to put into darshaning the Torah. That's an assumption of the whole first opinion. You would think the Torah doesn't always have to be like people, but assuming different Torah kolosh b'nei adam. But this is saying no. It's based on a ribui. Based on an extra word. Chatos, kol chatos, and vikol chatos. Omelor Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Aglili argues, afilu atamar bekol ayom kulo, eni shamei alecha elechatos. Even if you want to include all day, you want to come up with drushes all day, I will argue and say you only include chatos blood that goes inside. Eni elechatos yachin. Chatos sibir minayin, how do I know even chatos sibur, tamalomar, kol chatos. Eni elechatos zachar. And this is only, I only know to include a chatas zachar. That will be puzzle. Chatas nekeva minayin. How do I know to include even chatas nekeva that is brought inside is going to become puzzle? Right, chatas dekeva, tamalamer bakal. Meaning you would have only possibly thought chatas zachar that is going in, but not a chatas dekeva. Says the Gemara, klape laya. Just the opposite. What's the normal chatas? The regular chatas is nekeva. Right, the chiddush ones are zachar. Right, so Rashi says, klape laya, stam chatas yachin nekevahi. So what does it mean? Oh, I would have only known chatas zachar and chatas nekeva. So, no, ela hachikamer, just the opposite. Ainly ela chatas nekeva, chatas zachar minai. So you're right, switch it. Really, I would have only known chatas nekeva, not only chatas zachar. Tam alomar vikol chatas. That's why I include all chatas. What was the havamina? And if you look in the Torah's Kohanim, the Argamar changes it. But if you look in the Torah's Kohanim in the Medrash, it has it as we have it originally. It has I only would have known chatas. Zachar. How do you know how to include even chatas tekeva? So we would have said, okay, sakasha. The meshach chachma, that meshach chachma that we had earlier, explains it. Remember, we had earlier the first meshach chachma we mentioned today on the Tosafot. The meshach chachma says, no, you would have thought that only by damim do we say that there's specific. You do some dam here and some dam there, and that's why the specific parts you would apostle. Mashenki by shchita, you could do it inside because there's nobody who shechts inside. So he says, "Ulafize avi matzi l'kayim agirsa shabataras kornim eli alchata zachar chata zakeva minayin." Why the alchata zachar yitachin tveyak peta? You might say the chata zachar has more peta to be in the right place. Why the kol chatosh nichlas damon lefnim heimachata zachar? Because any chata zachar that's bifnim, that's chata zachar. So you would have thought, if somehow you could have a chata zachar outside, you would have thought, no, can't go in. Inside is for chata zachar, outside is for chata tekeva. Right, specific places. L'chenek pita tfeishi ye kolechen mekomul atzmo. Amnam ha-gemar megi bezeh. The gavos of the Meshech Chachma. Gavos of the Meshech Chachma who comes up with a svara to the rejected. You read the Gemara, you're like, whatever, you have a kloppy line. The Gemara is saying, that's crazy. Of course not. So we're like, okay, switch it. What's the svar of the Havamina? And he says, look in the Torah's Kohanim. It exists in the Torah's Kohanim. So he has that svar. Maybe you would have thought Zachar Dafka, because you would have thought, like the svar we gave for Tosafos earlier, the Torah's Makbid, different Kabbanas in different places. Okay, finishing up. The Savar Rabbi Yossi Aglili, hi, Karl Hachi. Also, one second. Rabbi Yossi Aglili uses this pasuk to include all types of chatos for the halacha of Psul Nichnas. Vatani Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Did Rabbi Yossi Aglili say, no, Kala Inyan Kulo? The whole pasuk. What did we say up until now, the past 20 minutes? The pasuk is referring to a case where you have dam that's supposed to be sprinkled outside and is brought inside by mistake. Says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, no. The pasuk isn't talking about that. The pasuk is talking about blood that's supposed to be brought inside. Chatos pnimi. Kol inyan kulo eina medaber ela bapar manisrafim. Usir manisrafim. The special karbanas that are burned outside the Beis HaMikdash, but their blood is brought inside. Lisrof psuleina Beis HaBira. That we paskin that you, where do you burn their psul? What's a paranisraf? Right, one of the, Karbaparhom Davar Shel Tzibur, for example. Right, Sanhedrin brings a karban if most of the Tzibur in Eretz Yisrael did an Aveira because of them. So they bring a karban. Where is it burned? It's burned outside the Beis HaMikdash. What happens if there was a problem? You got a problem in the karban, so the halacha is you burn it inside the Beis HaMikdash, ironically. Because it gets a probably burn it inside, at the Beis HaBira on Har HaBayis. Luzer Psalena Beis HaBira. V'lamor v'losas el achiloso. So how do you know that? That's what the pasuk is referring to when it says lo si achil on our pasuk. If you have one of these karbanis that becomes pasul, you burn it on the Beis HaBira, which we'll have later what exactly that, where that is, and there's an iser to eat it. So Amrulo, they said to him, Chata sheniklas dam alfnayv lefniminayin, Amar lahen, hein lahuva. They said to him, how do you know chata that's brought inside? Where do you know that psul from? You agree to that halacha. So Amar lahen, hein lahuva, from a different phrase. Question mark. So you see, he uses the first pasuk, lo seyachal, for a different halacha. For the halacha of regular chatas panimi, not for a chatas chitzoni to include all the different types of chatas chitzoni. So how does he darshan that pasuk? Answer, l'dvarav d'Rabbi Akiva kamar. You're right, in that first brisa, he's not saying his real source. He's just saying, you Rabbi Akiva, you use this pasuk to include all karbanas? No, I would only include all the different types of chatos. I would include all karbanas, but anyway, I don't use this pasuk for this halacha to begin with. But that's how you read the pasuk for Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Okay. Vayter, last Mishnah in the Perek. Last one related to Ta'arovos. Says the Mishnah. Chata shekibol dam b'shnei kosos. Let's say you did kabbalas adam in two different cups. Two different kosos, you caught the blood. So therefore you could do the zrika from either one. But what happens if yotze echemen lachutz? One of the kosos you took outside. Right? Yotze. Hapnimi kasher. They don't want to still kosher. It's okay, no effect. Nichnas echad mehem lefnim. But if you took one of them inside, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Machshav Mechisa. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, okay, no problem. The outer one's still kosher. Fine. V'chachamim postlin. And the chachamim say pasal. Amazing halacha. You have this dam that's in the right place. But if its brother went inside, so now even this one that's left out is tainted.
Each one is standable on shear.
Each one, let's say, has enough of a shear. Each one has enough of a shear. Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, how could you say such a chiddush? Ma im b'makom shal machshava poselas b'chutz. If piggle, what's a regular piggle thought? Not piggle, or a puzzle thought. If I think I'm going to do a zrika outside, so if outside is a place where you can have a problematic thought. Lo ases ha-meshuyer kiyotze. What's left inside does not have the status of what was taken out. So makon she'en machshava poselas b'fnim. So if inside, where if you think about doing something inside, it doesn't ruin it. So you see it's a lighter place, not as chamor. Eino dinchel ases ha-meshuyer kinichnas. So surely what's left shouldn't have the halacha of what was brought in. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, I don't believe that. I don't know why it should be puzzle. Period. So we'll get back to that machlokas and the Gemara. So now the Gemara though has another, the Mishnah has another issue. When you bring it in, when we say this halacha of bringing blood inside, it becomes pasul. Nichnas l'chaper avav bishalo kiper pasul. Dei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds you have to bring it in with kavana to do the zrikas. Even if you don't do the zrikas, it's still pasul. You don't have to actually do the zrika, says Rabbi Elazar, in order to pasul. But the Ramban says beferish on vayikra on the pasuk, you have to at least do it with kavana lechaper. That's the diik in the Mishnah. Nichnas lechaper avol bishalokim. If you just bring it in stam for nothing, you're not going to pasul the blood. That's Rabbi Elazar shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer ashi lechaper. No, Rabbi Shimon says you have to do actually until you do the kapara. The Achronim I saw discuss at root according to Rabbi Shimon. Is this a psul knisa or a psul machshava? Is it the maisa? Is it that the iser is the knisa with the tnai that you do the zrika? Or is the problem the zrika itself? Different nafkamin is when machshava pasul was just the knisa. Anyway, that's a lumdis behind Reb Shimon. Also, the Minchas Chinuch, we mentioned this once before, the Minchas Chinuch and Kufla Mites on this iser discusses how many zrikas you have to do to pasul it. So you have to look at what's supposed to be, if it's a chatas, you have to do 4 zrikas inside. If it's a carbon that if you bring it into the Kodesh Kodashim and it's a Chadash Panimi, do you have to do like 7 Zrikas? Right? It's supposed to be done on the Paroches. Does it have to be exactly parallel to what it's supposed to be? Or what are we paskin? We paskin 1 Zrika, okay, is with the Evet for let's say a Chadash Panimi. So that should be good enough for the few to ruin the Dam. So he says it's not clear anywhere, but he thinks his Svara, Koflamites, Os, hey, Mechasenach, I'm not going to read it to save time. He thinks it's whatever needs to be done. That's what you would have to do here. Okay, that is the machlokas, whether you actually need the chapar or not. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Viter, Emech Lashogeg Kasher. Gemara will talk about it. If you just said if the whole thing was a shogeg, it doesn't pasul the dam. Last line. Kol Adam Emsulim Shenasu Agabi Emizbeach. Any dam pasul that you did this week on the Mizbeach. Lo hirtza tzitz el alatame. The halacha is, there's a concept of ritzui tzitz. The Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, so then he helps out problems. So the halacha is, he only helps out tummy problems, not other problems. So, shehena tzitz maratza ala tummy v'ena maratza ala yotzei. Tzitz is only maratza on tummy, but if you take dam that was yotzei and you sprinkle it on the mizbeach, it is not going to be good enough. It's not going to be allowed. There is a halacha, one more piece of lamdis, and then we'll, basically the next 25 lines is one conversation. There is a machlokas, not here, in Psachim, adaf chav gimel on the base. If the dam becomes pasul, let's say in this case, the dam becomes pasul, do you have to, and now the carbon becomes pasul, you can't do the dam, so the dam becomes pasul, do you have to wait till that night or the next morning to burn the basar? Because you burn the basar right away. Do you need what's called ibur tsura? That is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosas and Psachim Daf Chav Gimel Beis. Rashi says you can burn it right away. Burn it right away. The Dam becomes, but you can burn it right away. Tosas says no. Tosas says, what's the rule? We'll have this rule. Anytime there's a psul bagufa carbon, you can burn it right away. Anytime there's a psul, some other type of psul in the carbon, but it's not a psul baguf, you gotta wait till Ibur Tsura, and you have to wait till overnight, till it really becomes vade pasul baguf, and then you burn it. Once the Dekur is a machlokes, says the stipler, beautiful stipler, im sachem there, in simin tezvav. You know what the title is? He'ara, begeder psubo baguf yisarif miyad. Right? Self-explanatory. Says, you know what Rashi says? The whole, what's the whole svara of only, you only have to wait when it's a, not a psula guf. But it's a psula guf, you can burn it right away. The chilek is the ton. What the psula about guf harik farhu pasul. It's already puzzle. V'lamali yibur tzura. Normally, if there's a psula guf, you burn it right away. Why do you have to wait till the night? It's already puzzle. Kfar nifsal v'din tarhu l'sruf a carbon puzzle. Avo bedam she nifsal kigoche yotza o nishpach. But if you usually have dam, that was taken out. If you have a dam that was yotze, or dam, there's no more blood left of the carbon. You can't do the zrika. You know what that halacha is? You gotta wait till the carbon gets puzzle that night. And then, why? Because that's not a psul inherent in the guf a carbon. That's why you gotta wait. Masha'en can hear, know what the chiddush is? This machlokes Rashi is by nichnas. By nichnas, Rashi says you can burn it right away. Because if you bring part of the blood in, so then the whole carbon, it's as if it's a psula guf. How do you know that? How do you know it's not just an external problem? Because the chachamim hold that even the other blood becomes pasul. That other blood is sitting right here. How could the blood that went inside affect this blood? Haraya, that the entire carbon becomes pasul baguf, and therefore you can burn it right away. Masha'enke, what is Tosfos? Tosfos, even so, Tosfos doesn't say with this. Tosfos must say, no. It must be where it's a direct psul haguf, not just a memela psul haguf through the dam. So it's a beautiful machlokes, the disciple explains, the Siman Tesvav in Psachin, whether this carbon that has to be burned right now after the dam was nichnas, is that called psul haguf or not? Okay, weiter. Not a time. Tanya, Amr, Yosei, Glili, Kavachomer. So now we're going to have four or five Kavachomers, all Rabbi Yosei, Glili to the Rabbanan. Remember, what's the machlokas? The Rabbanan say that if you have two cups of blood, one went inside, no problem with the other one. There is a problem. Rabbi Yosei, Glili says there's no problem. Rabbi Yosei, Glili is bothered. How can you say there's a problem? So here we go. Kavachomer. Uma, b'makom sha. And the halach is, if one of the cups went outside, the inner one is not a problem. It's only one of the cups went inside. The Chachamim say the outer one is left as a problem. So that's going to be his problem. So first he's going to quote what he said inside. In a place where the machshava causes problems. Meaning bachutz. Lo pasol dam shebachutz eshe bifnim. The blood that was taken outside yotze does not ruin the blood inside. Makom she'ein machshava poselos bifnim. So therefore, if you bring it into a place where if you thought would have thought about that place, it's not a problem. Eino din shelo yifsol dam. So surely it shouldn't apostle it. That's the same one as our Mishnah. So Omar lay, so they say back, Hari Omer, sorry, it's a pasik. Asher yuva mi dama, filu mixas dama. Even if you breathe some of the blood inside, it's going to apostle the whole blood. That's step one. Next, Rabbi Yezegli tries another kalachomer. Amalam kalachomer, liyotse meata. Uma b'makom she'ein machshava poselas bifnim. If in a place where the machshava doesn't pasel bifnim, posel dam she bifnim eshabachutz, but still what you bring inside is going to pasel according to you what's left outside. So makom she machshava poselas bachutz. So if I bring blood outside, one of the cups outside, and that's a place where machshava does pasel, eno din she'ein dam she bachutz she bifnim. According to you, you should say psul yotze also causes problems. Not just nichnas. According to you, chachabi, even if I bring one cup outside, it should ruin what's left inside. They say, sorry, Hara Yomer, it's a pasuk. Asher yuva ha-nichnas pasul posel v'neyozei pasul. It says, yuva dafka, only what's brought in and not what's brought out. Period. So basically, Rabbi Yosef Lili keeps coming up with svaras, and they keep rejecting it with psukim. V'teheya, now next. V'teheya machshava b'fnim posel v'nikal v'chomer. You know what? You should say, machsheves pnim should pasul. Why? Uma b'makam shlo pasol dam shebachutz eshe bifnim. If in a place where dam shebachutz doesn't pasol bifnim, machshava poselas bachutz, but still, if you bring the blood outside, it doesn't cause problems. And yet, if you think about outside, it does cause problems. Makam shepasol dam shebifnim is dam shebachutz. So if you bring the blood in, so it causes problems for the blood that's left outside. So surely, if you have a thought of doing a shechita bifnim, it should cause problems. So again, pasuk harehu omer by yom hashlishi. The pasuk says by yom hashlishi. The pasuk by pigol pasul. Right, pigol refers to shalobim zmano, and pasul refers to shalobim komo. And we darshin that the only time makom is a problem is if you think of a spot shehem shulish b'dam b'basar b'imurim. You think of a spot that could have dam and basar and imurim. Where is that spot? Rashi says the inside doesn't have basar. You never put basar inside. Outside has a bama. Outside has a bama, which we'll talk about the last parak in this Masechta. So Rashi at the bottom of the previous Amud says, on a bama, you have dam, you have basar, you have emurin, and therefore, it's, that's the only chutz, that's the only machshava that would pasul. Finally, the fourth permutation. So, say the other way. So, fine, a machshava about chutz shouldn't pasul. If in a place where the dam that you brought inside does not pasul what's left outside, ein machshava posalas lefnim, a machshava about the inside does not pasul. I'm sorry, if you brought the brought inside, it does pasul what's left outside, and yet machshava does not. So if by psul yotze, by regular dam, it does not ruin what's inside, additionally, it posel machshava b'chutz. So there shouldn't be anything called a machshava chutz l'mkomo, outside. So tamal omar, shlishi chutz l'zmano, pikel chutz l'mkomo. Sorry, it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk, so then it is going to be a problem. Period. Okay, those are the four. Basically, you go through, you write a chart. It's the four permutations. What halachas are we talking about? We're talking about bringing blood in and bringing blood out and thinking about in. Those are the four cases. So he said a kal v'chomer about all four cases. Right? You say the halacha is different or wrong in all four cases. There is an interesting question the Chazon Ish brings up. What happens if I have the two cups, one of the blood, I do the zrika outside? And then I bring the other cup inside. Would Rabbi Akiva even possible? Would the Rabbanan even possible there? The Zrika was already done. Would you say it's only because, would you say Loma Freya, the Zrika was no good or not? So I saw in the Al Hadaf, he quotes, I have like two volumes of the Arach HaShulchan Asid, but I don't have all of it. He says the Arach HaShulchan gives a svara. Why is dam that goes inside makes the other one pasul? Okay, it's based on a pasuk, but he gives a beautiful svara. Because once you bring it in and you have one out, so what are you going to do? The one that's outside, you're going to be zorik on the mizbeach, still kosher. If you're zorik it, that's going to make the other blood shirayim. This blood went inside the heichal. It's so kadosh now. It's shirayim? Forget it. That's the problem. That's the problem. So here, you don't have that problem if you already did the Zrika, because it's already Shirayim beforehand. It's not something holy that's going to become Shirayim. It's Shirayim first, so maybe that's why it wouldn't be a problem if you already did the Zrika. Okay, weiter. Next section. It should be like a two dots here. Basar hayotze lachutz, pasul, hanichlazim kasher. We were talking about dam. Let's talk about basar now. If you have meat that went outside, pasul. That's regular pasul yotze by meat. Hanichlaz lefnim kasher. If you bring meat, if you're eating basar of a carbon inside the heichal, it's kosher. We had earlier in the Masechta, you could even eat it inside, possibly. Sheyeh b'dit shapasul, because I might have said it's pasul. Why? Uma b'makam shlo pasul dam shebachutz es shebifnim. If in a place where the blood outside doesn't pasul the blood inside, right dam. Basar yosei lachutz pasul, but basar that goes lachutz pasuls. Makom shen pasul dam shebifnim es shebachutz. So a place where if you bring them inside, it passels what's outside. Buzzer, surely that's a real passeling place. So surely buzzer that goes inside, you should say is passel. So the Gemara says, Hari Omer, mi dama, dama velo buzzer. Special din, if you bring buzzer inside the heichal, it's not a problem. Only dam brought inside the heichal. So the Gemara says, kal v'chomer meyata. So you can go one step further and say a kal v'chomer. If in a place where the dam that you bring inside passels, the dam that's left outside, basar nechlas lefnim kosher, so meat that goes inside is still kosher. So if you bring blood outside, it does not ruin what's inside. Basar yosel achos inodinsha kosher. So you should, the svar should be, there shouldn't be a psul yosei by basar. Because outside, you see, the dam doesn't ruin it. So Gemara says, no, that's a pasuk. Hare yomer. Ubasar basadet shreifa lo sochelu. The pasuk says, meat of a shreifa animal in a sadet don't eat. So the Chazal pointed out the word basadet is extra. Who cares where it is? In the field. So we darshin, the field means where it's not supposed to be. Kivan sheyatza basar chutz lemechitzaso nasar. Once meat goes out of where it's supposed to be, it becomes nasar. So it applies to yotze. It applies to an animal who's stuck part of the body. If an animal is being born of a baby animal and it sticks a part of its body out before the shechita, that's also a psul yotze. Again, that is all. Obviously, the Gemara never thought that you say there's no such thing as psul yotze. It's a pasuk in Chumash, but we're saying misvara. You wouldn't have said that. Kamash bolan you do. Viter. Tana Rabbanan Penima. This whole halacha about bringing blood in, it applies if you bring it inside. Ein li ela penima. I only know that if you bring a penima, what's penima? Really inside. Kodesh Kadashim. If you bring dam into Kodesh Kadashim, I know it's pasul. Heichal minayin. How do I know if I even only bring it into the heichal, it's also pasul? Tamalomar el ha Kodesh Penima. Because it says Kodesh and penima. So penima is Kodesh Kadashim, and Kodesh is heichal. V'yomar Kodesh v'yomar penima. So just say Kodesh. Just say Kodesh, and now we know, if you bring it into the Heichal, it's pasul, so surely if you bring it into the Kodesh Kadashim, so Gemara says, Amar Rava, Bazev, Elimid Alzeh. You know, you need both of them. Because if you only would have had one, I would have said Kodesh means Kodesh Kadashim. Midi da'avi, just like the halacha of Atosha v'Sachir, the halacha of certain types of avadim who are not allowed to eat shruma, even if they are the avadim of a kohen. Detanya, because the Brisa says toshav, a toshav of a kohen is not allowed to eat shruma zeh kohen kinyan olam. That's somebody who is niknat forever. That somebody's working till Yovel. Sachir is Ekonik Inyan Shonim. Sachir is only somebody who's going to be working at most 6 years. Right? He's not a Nirtza. So, those two Avadim are not allowed to eat Truma of a carbon. Yomar Toshav al Yomar Sachir. So the Gemara says, Braiso, just say Toshav and not Sachir. Vani Omer, and I would say myself, Konik Inyan Olam Eino Ochel, if somebody who is nicknamed to the coin forever till Yovel doesn't eat Truma, Konik Inyan Shonim Koshakin, so surely somebody only has a shortened, a softer, a weaker connection to the coin can eat Truma. So the Gemara says, no, Ilukain, if you only had one of the Psukim, Ayisi Omer, Toshav Zek Konik Inyan Shonim, I would have interpreted the word Toshav as the more serious one. Konik Inyan Shonim, that's the one that cannot eat Truma. I would have said that a Kani Kinyan Olam, forever, till Yovel, he would be able to eat Truma. So, Basachev Limit Al Tosha, that's why you have to have two words in the Torah, Shezek Kani Kinyan Olam, Zek Kani Kinyan Shonim, Ve'ina Ochel, that they both have to be said, so that you learn that they both cannot eat Truma of a Kohen, and that is why, also in our Pasuk, you have to have both words, Kodesh and Pnim. One more minute. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, 1 second. How could you compare Toshav and Sachir and Heichal and Kodesh Kadashim? Bishlam Hasam over there, Shrei Gufin Inu. We're talking about two different people. Two different people. So therefore, if you want to say this one, you would say a Kal V'Chomer. If you only had one Pasik, you would say only the lesser one is included, not the more serious one. V'yavagat Havalei L'Krol L'Mechtav Nirtza, Lo Ye Achel, V'yidachati B'Kal V'Chomer. Right? Even though the Torah could have been more explicit, it could have said Beferish a Eved Shanim, and we would have learned the other one out from a Kal V'Chomer. So Milsa, Nazi B'Kal V'Chomer, Tav V'Kal V'Chomer. We have that principle. Sometimes the Torah goes out of its way to say something that you could have known from a Kal V'Chomer. Right, because the Kal V'Chomer is the weakest form of the Yud Gimel Midas. Elahacha, but here, Kivan to Ifsa beHeichal Lifnai veLifnim, my boy. If the Torah would have just said Heichal, so then of course Kodesh Kadashim would have been out, because you have to go through the Heichal to get to the Kodesh Kadashim. It's not like two separate cases. You have to go through the Heichal. So why didn't the Torah just say Heichal? What did it get into the Kodesh Kadashim for? So El Amar Abaya, you're right. Abaya says, you know why you need it? Lo Tzri Nitzchel Derech Meshupash. The only reason you would need that pasuk is if you went in, let's say, from the roof. You went in from the back. You went in somehow without going through the Heichal. You went in through Derech Meshupash, and that's the case. You might have thought that Kodesh Kadashim is not included, except based on a Kal V'Chomer, and therefore, Milsa Dasi B'Kal V'Chomer, Torah V'Kaz of Lakra. Two more lines. I'm like, Rav Avah HaVaksibbe. The pasuk says Hava, meaning straight through, so maybe the Chanami, it shouldn't be a problem if you went through from the roof. Selam Araba, no. This is what the pasuk is teaching me. Kol midi dechashav alei lefayv lefnim lo mifsal beheichal. The Torah teaching me with that extra word about Kodesh Kadashim, the following halacha. If when I walk in, I have kavanah to go into the Kodesh Kadashim, then if I'm only in the heichal, it's not possible yet. It's got totally on my kavanah. If I have kavanah to go into the heichal, it's possible why I want to go to the heichal. If I have kavanah to go all the way to the Kodesh Kadashim, it's not possible. If I just run into the heichal and then turn around and go out, the blood is not nifsal. That's what the pasuk is teaching me. Period. We'll have to stop here. And Rav Hashem, we will continue with the last daf and the beginning of Mizbeach Mekadesh. Today's shiur again is sponsored. Lezecha Nishma Zisa Basalio Shlomo, Celia Gewertz Levine on her 9th yard site by Dr. Robert Aaron Levine, and sponsored by her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren. We thank you for the sponsorship.